we reach Friday, everybody. Hello, and I'm a little upset. Mike is back on Monday. It's been a fun week. We talked a lot of baseball. We got football today. Yeah, Rico, David, Paul in the house. No Kenny.
A pseudo football Friday. I mean, we got to get you guys ready. It's the preseason. We got a Lions topic. We also got a University of Michigan topic later on today.
We do, but I am furious. Furious with one member of this radio show. Because I was told, I was very excited, I was told today was Floral Friday, and I went to a store, as you can see, and I bought a floral shirt that my daughter approved of. It has Lilo and Stitch on it, and you're wearing your floral shirt that's got the Spartan logo, and it's green and white, and then I'm looking at David, he's in all black. It's like Johnny Cash over there, the man in black. Like, what the hell, David? Where were you?
David never wears.
He never does it?
It's rare when David wears a Floral Friday shirt. I'm thinking at that point, like, he owes Kenny money or something. Like, David actually wears something floral.
He claimed it was on his
bed or something.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to put it on?
It is on my bed. I did not put it on today because you were so adamant to want to wear it. I said, well, I'm not going to make him happy. I'm not going to wear mine.
David's very...
I give a week to you people.
And thank you for that.
People.
Thank
you.
Ooh,
yes.
Here we go.
The Valenti and Rico show.
And he wonders why I didn't wear it.
Wow.
Yeah, we're starting off like that.
Wow.
Rico starting off with a Trump comment and crosstalk. David starting off like that. Anyway, we got a lot on the show, but right from the get-go, we got to get into this because I am flabbergasted with how passionate David Hall is about one topic, and it's going to happen tomorrow at Comerica Park. It's going to be a celebratory day as Jim Leland, who was on the morning show today, great interview, hit the Odyssey Rewind to check it out. Leland is getting his number 10 retired on the wall at Comerica Park in left center. It's going to be sold out, I would assume. Everybody loves the old skipper. I got to believe he's going to be sitting there smoking. I'm a huge Leland fan. And then yesterday, David comes up to me as I'm walking out the building, and he's like, hey, tomorrow we got to do my Leland opinion. I'm like, what's your Leland opinion? Well, tell us what your Leland opinion is.
Here's my Leland opinion. I don't think his number should be retired for the Detroit Tigers. Here's why. Let me first preface it with this. I appreciate and thank him for everything he's done here with this organization.
Just not that much, apparently.
So from 1995, when I was a kid, to 2005, we went to the World Series in 06. So from that stretch, I only went to the ballpark. I only cared about the Tigers when Ken Griffey came to town. That's all I cared about because the Tigers were so awful. So I appreciate everything Leland did when he was here from 06 on. We went to two World Series. But there's a standard here in Detroit. And the standard here in Detroit, and when I mean the standard for the Detroit Tigers, the standard is you must have won a World Series to have your number out there. Number one, Lou Whitaker won a World Series. Charlie Gehringer, World Series. Trammell, Greenberg, Kaline, Sparky, Newhouser, Horton, Morris, all retired out there, have a World Series for the Detroit Tigers. Leland will be out there starting tomorrow. The ceremony will be great. People will be there starting at 5 o'clock, probably earlier, to celebrate Jim Leland. But he did not win a World Series in Detroit, and his number shouldn't be out there.
Wait. So this is all because... So
you're saying... the Tiger standard.
Okay.
Their standard is World Series championship for the Detroit Tigers.
Hall of Fame. It's also Hall of Fame.
No, that is not the standard I'm going with. Yes, because there are two non-Hall of Famers out there. That isn't the standard. The standard is World Series ring.
So you're saying if Leland would have won one of the titles, then you're cool with the 10 being up on the brick wall.
Correct.
But because he didn't, you're not.
Correct.
Okay, first of all, David, I respect you. I love you like a brother. I think you're a great, great person and colleague. With that being said, it's asinine. Because there are certain guys in sports that are unicorns. There are certain guys that turn out to be the hero that we need, and that's Jim Leland. Jim Leland came in 06, and next thing you know, you got my 80-year-old mother talking about Joel Zamaya. The entire city was electrified by Tiger baseball, and he was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that from 06 to when he left in 13 actually, the whole decade. And yeah, they didn't win always, but the whole decade, it was all about Tiger baseball. We wouldn't give a damn about what Scott Harris is doing if it wasn't for Jim Leland. We wouldn't throw fits about the Tigers not winning if it wasn't for Leland. Like, Mike would not be as pissed as he is with the direction of the Tigers if it wasn't for Leland. Because pre-Leland, we lost 119 games. Pre-Leland, 96. I had season tickets. They were a 100-loss team, maybe the worst baseball team I've ever seen. Rico, pre-Leland, Tiger baseball was a freaking joke. He brought it all back, and for that alone, 3 million fans through the turnstile, for that alone, plus he's a Hall of Famer, he deserves his 10 up there. There is no question, and I am actually disrespected and offended by your opinion.
When David first brought this up, I thought it was just very stupid. I'm like, come on, seriously, David. But, David, you made a compelling argument. I think Leland deserves to be up there.
I love him for everything he's done.
Based off of what you just presented me, he is, Rieger, he doesn't have it. Getting close does not.
But hold on.
No. Getting close does not mean you have it.
I got a loophole.
Because nobody else up there has experienced a loophole.
But, okay. You said two guys up there are not in the Hall of Fame. Uh-huh. Name those men.
Those men would be Lou Whitaker and Willie Horton.
Okay, we are all good. Enough of Donald. We are good. We are good with Lou being up there, considering he's got a better WAR than most infielders in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Hell, I would make the case he's a better player than Trammell. Trammell's in, Lou isn't. So he's essentially a Hall of Famer and a World Series winner. The other is Willie Horton. Willie Horton is up there, not because he was a great player. He was pretty good, 273 average, almost an 800 OPS, 325 bombs. But he won a World Series, sure, but he's not a Hall of Famer. The reason he's up there is because he was so huge when the city was rioting. He was massive for Detroit, and he was massive for the Tigers. Jim Leland, and I'm not comparing 06 to the riots, okay? But Jim Leland and what he represented when he came to Detroit, this city falling in love with baseball again, that in itself is the reason he belongs on that wall.
See, and I knew you were going to do this, and I know a lot of people are going to do this. Okay, you want to go with Hall of Fame. Wonderful. Was Jim Leland a Hall of Famer in your mind before he coached one game for the Detroit Tigers?
Well, he won a World Series, and he went to another NLCS.
And he won 851 games in Pittsburgh.
Okay, here's the deal, though. Like,
answer my question.
You're not a Hall of Fame manager
answer
unless
my
you have
question.
Great players. He was lucky enough
answer
to have great
my
players.
Question. Did you consider him a Hall of Fame manager before
yes.
he...
Then, yes, probably.
Then he didn't need the Detroit Tigers to already be in the Hall of Fame. But, so that can't be a standard. That can't be. The
David,
standard is World Series in Detroit.
David, I love the Tigers and the Ilitch and the Red Wings standard, with the exception of the fact that they won't retire Sergei's number, which is a joke. I love the standard. Don't get me wrong, because Leland said it this morning. I agree. The highest honor a team can give you mm-hmm. is to take your number out of circulation. But there's always the asterisk. There's always the unicorn. There's always that one guy that was so integral to everything that he belongs on that wall.
So making
and
it,
that's Jim Leland.
Making it to World Series a couple equals winning one. Because according to this.
But it's not about a World Series.
Actually, it is.
No, it's about what he did.
No, because everybody on that wall, as ridiculous as I thought David was when he brought this up, because he brought it up to me as I'm walking out the building. And I'm like,
why bother me?
Dude, I don't care.
We've done 4 hours here.
I'm
yeah.
already, I'm already ticked off. I had to do the final 10 minutes. I'm like, David, you and the cleaning lady, both of you, I don't care. Now, David makes a compelling argument. They all have won World Series. He didn't. Yeah, Look,
that is being short-sighted and ridiculous, because hold on a second.
Rieger, if it was just three people up there, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah. Everyone up who's had their number retired has a World Series title that they won here, not somewhere else.
But you got a guy in Horton that is not even close to a Hall of Famer. The only reason Willie Horton is up there, hold on a second, is not because he won a World Series, it's because of what he did off the field, really. So
did I say Hall of Famer? I said everyone up there has won a World Series.
Then, what, you're going to put every World Series winner up there? No. So every World Series winner gets up there?
Jeff, you know what? This is what Wojo talks about when you make straw man arguments.
No, because it's ridiculous.
Rieger, this is the Tigers' standard. Like I said, I thought David was ridiculous when he said it, but the Tigers, everybody up there, all has a World Series title, and you're saying now it doesn't matter, put him up there anyway.
So Chet Lemon deserves to be up there. Really good player for the 84
okay,
team.
All right. So here's my
thing. He deserves to be
up there. So if you want the standard to be World Series and then a Hall of Famer, then just tell me.
Yeah, but David,
the standard looks to be the World Series to me.
Have they ever actually documented what the standard is?
I just looked it up.
Dude, we don't know.
You just say because of the players
that are
up there.
We don't know when the core is going to be ready. So you think we're going to find this answer out? We still waiting on the district. You think we're going to find out this answer?
Tomorrow I want Marty Castillo and I want Willie Hernandez. He won an MVP. You know, I want every World Series winner for the Tigers up there if that is your only stipulation. I want to hear from the people because I think this is disrespectful. And you know what? David is talking out of both sides of his mouth, and it really offends me on a Friday because he starts off his argument by saying, Jim, I respect you. I respect you, Jim. And then he decides to say he doesn't deserve this honor. Without Jim Leland, we don't care about Tiger baseball right now. We're not furious at the direction of the team. Pretty powerful guy.
But David made a great case because he was a Hall of Famer. He was all of that stuff before he got to Detroit. He didn't win here.
So what about Mickey? Is he going to get up on the wall? He didn't win a World Series. But he did win a World Series with the Marlins,
so if your standard is Hall of Fame, then just let me know that's the standard.
But you're not going to retire Mickey's number?
We got a few bits if you want them.
Hall of Famer, greatest right-handed hitter of all time. You're not going to retire Mickey? No 24 up there.
And stole money his last three seasons. Like nobody's business.
So let me get this straight. So Howard Johnson's going to be on the wall because he won a World Series, but no Miguel Cabrera.
Okay. Seriously, you make the most ridiculous arguments.
This is a ridiculous argument by you
guys. No, because at least David brought data. He brought facts. You are just pulling stuff out your backside.
I'm not.
Well, what about this guy? Well, what about this guy?
It blows me away. You can't understand the power and the honor of this man getting his number
Rieger,
retired tomorrow.
He's using the Tigers standard and says, according to their standard, he shouldn't have it.
But
that's not David's standard. It's what the Tigers. Everybody
up
there.
But I just broke the standard with the Willie Horton thing. Just because he won a World Series, he's up there. Then why not put every World Series winner up there? All right. We'll get a lot of people want to talk.
Are you his agent or something?
Things are. No, he just deserves
this. Man, y'all used to sit around and have these little chats in his office and not look at you.
Yeah, I used to go at Jim a lot. Yeah,
you know. I didn't know you were a gym bot.
I'll get him on the phone right now. You want him to call up?
Not really, but
you guys are. He won't want to talk to you guys anyhow. Very disrespectful. 97 won the ticket.